Hello, and thank you for finding the Real Estate Playbook. We're your hosts, Cassie and Sean, and we are two Virginia-based property professionals ready to bust myths while we bust a gut reliving the many milestones and mishaps of the real estate investment and management world.
Join in with us as we share the local news and market trends impacting our communities and real estate opportunities, divvying out real estate tips and investment angles along the way.
With this show, you'll have fun tackling property investment and management one story, pun intended, at a time. Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Playbook. We're your hosts, Cassie and Sean, and today we're going to be talking about rising interest rates, what we think that means, and buyer hesitation.
Hey everybody, sorry it's been a little while. We're going to try and do better and get on here a little bit more urgent, but as you guys are very well aware, the market has been on fire. I think Cassie and I have both been burning the candle at both ends, working many, many hours a week to satisfy our clients, but we just want to discuss, you know, what we're seeing today.
The real reason is Sean's just been taking a lot of vacations, so it's all his fault.
That might be a little bit of it. This
So today our main focus is going to be the rising interest rates. And I know we've looked into what a few economists are saying on a national and global scale. And I've heard that some economists are expecting that we will be at 8% by the end of the year.
It's pretty crazy. If you guys reflect back on the podcast earlier this year, me and Cassie were just, you know, having predictions of what we thought were coming. And of course, we did predict that interest rates were going to rise, but we didn't think they were going to rise this fast. Obviously, the Fed is battling inflation, and we're already into the fives. I mean, I definitely see that we could definitely be in the sixes by the summer. Eights is crazy to think, but if you reflect back on the early 1980s, I mean, interest rates got all the way to 18%. So hopefully that's not the same case, but we are battling inflation, the highest rising inflation in 40 years. Giving myself away, I won't give Cassie away, but I am 41 years old. So old. So when you think back to that, I mean, we were coming out of the Vietnam War, inflation was incredibly high, and once again, it did reach 18%.
Yeah, I know. I've worked with a lot of much older agents than myself, Sean included. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, of course.
But I know some of them, when they bought their first house, rates were 17, 18%, like you were saying. And that's just mind-blowing to me because in my career, I'm going into 6 years as a real estate agent. The highest I've seen is maybe like 5.25 on a residential loan. I mean, of course, they get higher for your investment loans, but for buying residential, I think that's the highest I've seen for any of my clients.
Yeah, the problem with these rising interest rates is the inventory is still just so low, right? So it's always a great idea to buy real estate, but as these interest rates creep up, the property inventory remains low, then those values are going to keep skyrocketing where, let's face it, affordability is going to come to a head here. The other thing we're seeing in a recent Fannie Mae survey, you know, a lot of individuals are not comfortable with the economy. They don't think it's going in the right direction. And you have a lot of folks that are determining that now is not the right time to buy. So a lot of your three bedroom, two bath, 1500 square foot, you know, average home, these buyers are not moving up. So they're not moving up into new larger real estate, which affects all of your new folks entering into the real estate market.
Yeah, I know. I personally have clients that have been looking since July, and with the interest rates doing what they're doing, their buying power is going down. So where they were looking at $300,000 homes, now to be more in their comfort zone, they've got to cut it down to maybe like $275,000 and start looking there. The issue is there's still a lot of buyers out there in the market, which are still driving up multiple offers on homes. I do expect that to cool off a little bit as these higher interest rates knock people out of tiers that they were once shopping in. So we'll see how that plays out. And I put together a video the other day explaining a couple of things that I see coming as far as the rental market goes. And one of the biggest objections I ever get as somebody talking to owners that are considering renting out their homes versus selling, and that's when your rent doesn't cover your mortgage. And I foresee that being a thing that happens next year with these people that have bought at the top of the market. Not that market values are going to go down. They're just going to level out and start appreciating at a normal, I guess, a more normal rate than what we saw over the past year, year and a half. So you won't get those 19% appreciation rates in a year. It'll probably level out closer to the 3 to 5 like we had on average in the years prior to COVID. And with that being said, I wanted to touch on when I start getting these calls next year in 2023 or maybe at the end of this year, and I give you the news that, you know, maybe you have to bring $100 a month to the table to rent your house out. And you're also not in a position to sell because you're going to have to bring thousands of dollars to the table to close if you haven't gotten the equity into your home yet to sell and break even or even cash out on it a bit. So I just wanted to touch on the fact that even if you do have to bring a couple hundred dollars a month to the table each month to rent out your home, that is not exactly a bad thing because your home is going to still continue to appreciate. You still have somebody else paying off a large debt for you, and you're just going to keep adding into your equity bank. So when the time comes where you are ready to sell, you're going to be in the black and not in the red as if you were to sell, you know, at that point in time that you contacted me. So I just want people to be forward thinking. I know we're in a very saturated military market, and I know a lot of times think they're going to be settling down here for a while, and then you get surprise orders and you have to move right after you've bought a house. So I just want people to start considering the fact that if you do rent your house, you might have to bring some money to the table and just change your mindset on that being a bad thing. It's never a bad thing to own real estate. It's an asset that continuously appreciates. So again, even if you do have to put a little bit of money into it, just think of it as a different savings account. Your money's not exactly liquid at that point in time, but you can liquidate it later and it's only going to increase.
I love that. Can you sign me up for a deal where I will happily pay $100 in just to add another property to my portfolio? And, you know, touching on what Cassie's saying, she's absolutely correct. And my prediction is we are heading into a renter's market. There is no question. The first is, of course, Cassie touched on it. The people are walking in underwater. People are overbidding the value of the home to compete with these 13 other buyers that have also bid on the property.
Stop with your $30,000 appraisal guarantees.
And then you got to think about the next era, right? You have these kids, 18 to 26 years old. Birth rates are at an all-time low, so they're not having kids, which means they don't need large homes. They are working from home due to, you know, the results of COVID that we've seen that being in office space isn't really required anymore. So they're being more transit.
So why are we here?
So they're being more transit. So they're not looking to lock down for years on end. They're looking to rent while they transition through and determine what they're doing with their life. So it's a combination of the next era coming up with not a large desire to own homes, and then, of course, all of the folks that are walking in underwater over the last year. So we'll have a renter's market. Hang on to that real estate. Ride it out. It's always a wave.
I mean, rental rates have increased how much just this year alone?
It went 19% in some areas, but on average, 12%. That's significant. We typically see 3% year over year. So 12% is very significant, and I still think it'll be somewhere in the 5.5 to 6 in 2023.
Wow. So those are good numbers for people to know, and just to kind of keep you updated on today's market and where we think it's going to lead us tomorrow. We just wanted to come on here and spread our insight and our knowledge, hoping that it helps you make a decision, whether it be today, tomorrow, next year. We are here for you, and we will do better about our bi-weekly podcast.
Perfect. Buy that land, buy that property, call us for an assessment.
All right. Sean and Cassie out.
Thanks for stopping by the Real Estate Playbook. Please be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing and recommend it to your friends. Please email us at sevasales@renterswarehouse.com. That's SEVA sales@renterswarehouse.com with any questions or topics you'd like us to discuss.
And please give us a follow on social media.
Join us next time as we continue to tackle property investment and management one story at a time.
See you later.